we keep watching Tiger Woods the same way we kept watching Mike Tyson. After Buster Douglas knocked him out in Tokyo in 1990, becoming the first person not just to beat Iron Mike, but to put him on his butt like he did. Yet after that, we kept watching Mike Tyson. We wanted to see what he would do. But it was never the same. Wasn't the same dominance of when you actually could plan your evening around a Tyson fight because you knew it would only last a few seconds and you could get on with the rest of your night. But we kept watching, kept hoping for what it used to be. It's why we keep tuning in to Tiger. We want to listen to him roar again. And we got that in April when he won the Masters. But like Mike Tyson, Tiger Woods has had to overcome some self-inflicted wounds that got him off his game. And Woods has had spinal fusion surgery. So that bad back and cool temperatures and rainy conditions, plus he's old now, all of that over there in Ireland at the Open caused him to miss the cut. But as long as Tiger keeps pulling the clubs out of the garage, we'll keep watching and hoping and listening for that roar.
They're not gonna rook us.
No.
Take that for data.